Before we start this show, we're live on Twitch and YouTube, and I got disturbing news today that a coworker of mine that I knew passed away due to this horrible pandemic. And I just wanted to let you all know that thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. And I wanted to dedicate this show to her. Her name is Autumn. She was 27 years old and a mother of two and a wife and a wonderful human being as well. And she was a light and just always a bright spot. And the office today, when we found out the news, it was pretty emotional. And and if there's anything I could say to you all, is tomorrow's not promised. Ask that guy or girl out on a date. Make that passion project happen. Tell your friends you love them. And live for every moment and be present for every moment. Because we only get one chance. So use it. And Autumn, you used it. You used your one chance, and you did it so beautifully. We'll miss you, and this show's for you. Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you would like to support the show, consider going to patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available there, and we have a voting war as we speak, so we greatly appreciate you joining us over there. And if you also want to support the show, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice if you like the show. It goes a long way with us at getting eyes and ears on this little podcast of ours, and we greatly appreciate it. But I can't do it alone. I'm joined by two of my amazing co-hosts. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling Iron Man 2!
Iron Man 2! Yeah! Well, you might be influencing the vote. That's not okay. You can't do that.
What? Oh, I've been influencing the vote ever since we did Iron Man 2.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Clinton is not here during the intro. Clinton, how are you doing?
I'm Clinton, and I'm an idiot.
That's great, Clinton. That's awesome.
I tried to take over the podcast yesterday because I'm Clinton, and I've got a dark sense of humor, but I'm actually a very pleasant person, and I'm very fun to be around, and I'm very funny.
Oh, man, I complimented him.
You went like 4 compliments. Yeah, that was awesome. Guys, spoilers ahead. This is Avengers Assemble. If you want our What If Episode 7 deep dive, Shang-Chi deep dive, Black Widow deep dive, go look in our library. We have those deep dives for you. This is our show that we're live on Twitch, YouTube. We hang out with our listeners. We hear from our listeners. This is one of our favorite things to do of the week. But we do talk about spoilers ahead. So if you have not watched all the latest Marvel, there's a chance you could be spoiled. So spoiler alert ahead for everything Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm saying it right now. So yeah, but we're going to get started, I think.
Yeah. I'm a big dumb idiot.
Okay. I mean, no.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get started. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Yeah. Well, why are you hitting yourself? So, all right. We reached out to our Facebook and our Twitter guys on Avengers Assemble, asking you guys what you thought of What If Episode 7 and everything kind of having to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and everything nerd. So we're going to hear from our Facebook group first. If you want to join our Facebook group, it's a facebook.com/Avengers Podcast. The group on there is Avengers Assemble. So without further ado, Lodro, who's also one of our patrons. Good to see you, man. Good to hear from you. Interesting to think that Thor's process of growing up was dependent on being adversarial with Loki. In the comics, it was more about the time he spent on Midgar as a regular guy, Donald Blake, that gave him respect for what us mere humans go through. Somehow, I prefer that take, but this was an amusing episode to be sure.
Yeah, this has not. This was completely veered from the comics.
I agree.
It's what if. So, I mean, they can do that. Well, they had a run of that too, but this was like frat boy Thor.
Yes.
I mean, there's not a lot of development in this episode with anybody.
No, there's not.
It's funny though that Thor kind of has that only child syndrome though. Like the, like, I can do no wrong. I am it the best.
That's what they leaned into in this episode. Yeah. Because they made the title if he was the only child. And then they leaned into that aspect of being an only child.
And I thought remember, like, for some reason, like, I thought it was Smash Trivia John or someone reached out to us. I'm pretty sure it was John saying, like, I thought the episode was going to be like, what if Thor was a party animal or a partier or something like that? And they completely changed it to, what if he was an only child? I'm like, really? I mean, I don't know if only child is the reason why it's an odd title for, yeah, obviously Loki is not his adopted brother in this. I get that. But was that what?
Well, if you're an only child, it's understood that you just party all the time.
Right.
With your life.
So. Exactly. So all only children are in Vegas right now.
Is that Emmy?
I was an only child up until I was 15, 14, 15.
Really?
Yeah.
You have siblings?
Yes.
Did I not know this?
I'm an only child, their stepbrother and stepsister, but
got you.
They're family.
Yeah. So I have a half brother and a sister.
Ah, nice.
I'm the baby. Can't tell anymore. I'm getting old, but
yeah, I can't tell.
It is interesting. Hey,
listen
though,
here, asshole.
It is interesting though how like the. I don't know. Loki's mischievousness really shaped Thor into a better person, arguably.
Well, we saw that in the Loki show when he was going through his timeline, and his whole purpose was to better other people. That was who he was.
Oh, that's a good connection.
Very good stuff, man. Good stuff. Thank you. Dang. Thank you, Lojo, for reaching out. We loved hearing from you, man. Rusty said, I thought the premise was great. I can totally see Odin also generously returning Loki. Trying to predict what Thor would be like without Loki as a foil is a huge inflection point for both characters. Not sure they would have considered themselves brothers, though, if they did not grow up together and they still acted that way in this episode. But I was disappointed in the route that they took. I had to admit, rolling my eyes a few times at this episode, I felt like it was written by a partier, Marvel mixed with Animal House. I noticed that Nebula was not sporting blonde hair, so Thanos must be back to his evil badass self, instead of the wimp he was in the other universe. Also, Captain Marvel again to the rescue, episode 3 and episode 7. She has been the only hero so far not affected by these what ifs. I love seeing Frigga get some playtime and showing some of her capabilities, but I wish it were more excited, or I wish it was beyond being a mom to a partying son. So, mixed reviews from me, a fun romp for sure.
I can really get behind the Captain Marvel part too. She really hasn't changed, but that's also kind of how her character's been in live action. She shows up and saves the day, and she ain't in the whole movie, but she'll show up and save the day.
Right.
Okay, so changed is a different word than unaffected, because she was affected because she was called to Earth in both episodes a lot sooner than she would have been in the live action MCU.
Yeah, but her arc wasn't much different. Like, I think is more of what it's the same premise of being called to save the day versus some other what if scenario where that ain't happening.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Totally. Good stuff, though. I loved his review, though. And it's funny because I was a fan of this episode, but I really think he eloquently put a great review out there talking about disappointing the route they took. And, you know, obviously Marvel mixed with Animal House. I would agree with this. You know, if you enjoy the consequences of actions, maybe this episode's not really for you, because it was just more like, we got to clean up Earth. You know, so I don't know. It was very inconsequential.
Or Animal House.
And he says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it is very much that, like, college party.
Or Hot Tub Time Machine. Home.
You mean Hot Tub Time Machine was bullshit?
You just said, what the hell flavor did you just try? It was the pumpkin one, and I do not like it.
Not good. Not good, as you can see by her face.
Did you try the maple?
I hated that. Oh, no, I don't like maple anyway.
Oh, you don't?
I like syrup on pancakes or like waffles, preferably waffles.
Just save them for me.
I already said that. They're all for you. I hate them. I hate it.
All of them?
Huh?
You don't like any of them?
The apple one was okay so far, but the pumpkin and the maple, this is not my jam. Oh,
the maple is good. Anyway.
I don't like that. Anyway. Back on the topic, Jenny. Jenny from our Facebook said, I felt like nothing really happened in this episode. It was fun, sure, but I guess I didn't really see the point of seeing Thor just be a frat boy. Every other episode has had a storyline that felt it had weight. Whereas here, the only weight was Thor getting in trouble with his mom, and he didn't even really get in trouble. However, this is my favorite cliffhanger of the season so far, and that does help save this episode a tiny bit for me. Good stuff, Jenny. Thank you. Yeah, I thought the cliffhanger with Infinity Stone Ultron, Vision, whatever it is, I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see
the end. The end saved it for me.
Yeah. It really was. It almost had to be, but that end could have been thrown into any ending of these show episodes.
Sure could have.
But if we're going to go down a really dark road for the last two episodes, mm-hmm. I'm glad that we had a breath of fresh air to kind of like, oh, okay, all right.
Don't enjoy stuff too much because it's going to shit on you eventually.
Oh, stop. Stop.
I was going to say sometimes the universe is just unicorns and rainbows and it's fine.
There's a whole planet full of unicorns that Thor knows.
I want to see that planet. Do you think they have a unicorn Captain America and a unicorn Iron Man and a unicorn Hawkeye?
I don't think it was an alternate universe full of unicorns. It's just a planet with unicorns.
There is something that is said by, you know, I like Rob Bell. He used to be a pastor. Now he's an author. Anyway, he talks about how like seasons change, right? And like, if you're in a rough place, just know you're not going to stay in that rough place. You'll come out of it. And then if you're in a good place, rough time comes too. Like it's a balance thing. So
yeah,
he says that way more eloquently than that, but he goes into like some stuff, but I really like.
So
it's like a roller coaster.
So Emmy, that bad drink now, you're gonna have a good one later. It's gonna balance you out.
Yeah, honestly, the second sip, I wanted to vomit. It's not that bad.
You're so dramatic.
It really is.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're gonna get to our Twitter and Twitter. This is
wasn't
all.
Wasn't there more than that on Facebook?
I got three comments. Was there not more? Was there more? I don't know.
I need to add one.
No, Emmy.
My name's Brandon.
Oh, yeah. I just see three. I thought there were more.
There's a lot on Twitter. We got a lot on Twitter. So we will get started on Keith. Keith, you had to do YouTube videos this moment. So we're probably going to get an ad. I know it was not your fault. It's stupid Twitter video. So here's Keith with his What If Thor Thoughts Part 1.
They do an episode that feels like padding. I like to call it a we'll be right back kind of episode. When the last few episodes of What If have been such a serious tone and serious themes, to go into this one as kind of a, hey, let's lighten things up a bit. It seems a little out of place. I was almost expecting that the series would get a little more serious as we went on. This episode might have belonged better at the beginning of the season. That being said, I still really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It got so slapsticky and so ridiculous. And the idea of seeing Surtur and the Frost Giants and Howard the Duck and Jeff Goldblum on Earth was a lot of fun. It was very cool. Getting to see Captain Marvel versus Thor is something that a lot of people have wondered, you know, how would it go and how evenly matched are they? There were moments in this episode where they blasted it into the desert and it felt like I was about to see Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. It felt mm-hmm. that yes. ridiculous and that lighthearted.
I love it. Awesome, Keith. I think that's why I enjoyed it. But I also love Looney Tunes, so I'm probably not a good judge for it.
Keith, you were supposed to not like it, like me, because we think the same. So
yeah,
you're down a point, buddy.
Oh, no. Hey, Keith.
I'm not keeping score, but you're Keith, down a point. Hey, what's
Keith,
going on?
Keith, I really appreciated how you were still open-minded even after the episode kept playing. Plus one point, Keith. You get a point from me.
I'm not doling out points because I'm not a child. Ooh. But
I am a man child. I said that yesterday, and y'all interrupted me to take over the show. So. I was like, wait, baby, wait. Thank you.
No, I really liked it. I thought it was a breath of fresh air. I'm going to stand by that. And yeah, when you said it, like maybe this wasn't the time, but I liked that because the T'Challa episode was also a lot of fun. And so kind of spacing them out a little bit. I thought it was a nice touch.
Yeah. Here's part two of his What If Thor thoughts. So we will get to hear from Keith right now.
Natalie Portman did a fantastic job in this. I think obviously Darcy was also a huge highlight. I did not expect Rumlow of all characters to make me laugh so hard when he said, "Oh, we never get to fire the nukes." It was so heartwarming seeing Loki and him have a good relationship purely because they were never pitted against each other. Loki got to be Prince of the Frost Giants and Thor got to be Prince of Asgard. No conflict. Amazing. I feel like the desperate need for some kind of cliffhanger in this one, I think they really posed a lot of confusion and a lot of questions, and maybe it's something that I have to return to and rewatch, but why the hell would Vision be coming about so quickly? And also, why would... So Vision is Ultron. Ultron was successful in getting Vision to be his new body, but then he also covered that body with an Ultron. I gotta watch that again, maybe.
Yeah, that was...
Maybe I got to listen to the podcast tonight before I understand it, but that felt really tacked on at the end, and it also felt like it made no goddamn sense.
Exactly! I said that in the pod.
Multiverse.
He's a robot. We had that whole thing in the episode last night where y'all were attacking me for saying that.
Multiverse.
Attacking me. Full-on attacking me.
Multiverse. Mephisto. No, I definitely think it's a multiverse thing. I don't think that they came from that universe. Also, the Rumlow line where he's like, "Oh man, we never get to fire the nukes." I also thought it was really funny.
So BWGJ says, Bobby. Didn't give me a review of the latest What If, but as usual, I know Debbie Downer wasn't a fan. This whole series is very subpar for Marvel standards. # unpopular opinion.
I don't think it's unpopular, Bobby. I really think, I hate to be that guy, but I this show has been very up and down for me personally. Like I've liked a lot of the premises, but compared to other Marvel properties, this is not up there for me. It's not. Now there's certain episodes there are, but as a whole, I don't know. It's just. Amy's going to make fun of me so hard, and it's okay. I don't care. It's the speed of the show. It's so quick. I know time doesn't work that way. I get it. I made that mistake early on in the show.
He said that one time in one episode back in, 1982.
But I really, everything just for gravity, it's just, and I don't know. I struggle with, I don't know. I'm not saying it's a bad show. I actually like this show, but I like a lot of Marvel content, but it's still not the, I don't know. I technically like Iron Man 3. I technically like Iron Man 2. You know what I mean?
By Marvel standards is what you're talking
about. Exactly.
So that's the difference. And I think there's a big debate in the community too. DC can't get their movies right, but their animated stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
And you got to think, this is Marvel's first, since Marvel Studios, their first jab at animation. So, I mean, and they're opening up a animation side to Disney Plus. So, right. And Marvel. So they'll get better. The DC shows are pretty phenomenal with their animated shows. But Marvel's, it's their first outing. It's not bad. It's just, it feels a little scattered know what I mean?
I love what Jordan said in the comment. He said, it's like reading the Cliff Notes. And I kind of feel that way, Jordan. You know, I really do. And I think that's a really well said point.
That's a good point. And I don't think it's an unpopular opinion, Bobby. And so I'm shocked that it already got a second season. But like, think for a second. What if we got one of these scattered throughout like lulls in the MCU? Like, wouldn't that just be fun? Like, just little, like, oh, it's been 3 weeks since the Eternals movie came out. Here's a What If episode.
I don't know.
Like Easter eggs.
Yeah. Well,
I think if the story was like in an order and it wasn't an episode on its own every time, I think a lot of more people would be into it. if it had a story that would leave us on a cliffhanger, and then next week, like the shows did.
Right.
If they would have went that avenue, I think it might have been more appealing to some people.
I'm not ready to write it off because I feel not write it off, but like I feel like the next two episodes are going to be.
You think it's going to be like a two-part finale kind of deal?
Maybe.
I mean, because I know you brought it up last night when we were reviewing it, so I was just curious. Sorry.
Yeah, because Ultron being there is Mephisto, multiverse. Dang it, I'm getting my M's mixed up.
Stop.
It's multiverse. So I think they're all going to somehow interconnect.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. We're going to be here reviewing them. We also have a What If a Killmonger thoughts from Keith. I think he's got part one, part two, and part three. So we're going to get to Keith.
Bam.
This is Keith's thoughts right now on What If Killmonger.
Tony having the lessons that he learned from in the cave, the relationship between
son of a gun
Pepper Potts and Tony Stark just is not the same. They might have had, if anything, a will they won't they kind of moment briefly. The proof that Tony Stark has a heart thing never happens. So I think that he goes on being the type of guy she would never see herself with. Without Tony having that moment in the cave where he gets to wake up and smell the hummus, he doesn't really learn how to see what's beyond the tip of his nose, and he doesn't see Pepper as the queen that she is. To recount, I'd say that even after watching this Thor as an Only Child episode, I'd put the Killmonger episode at number two for me. Doctor Strange, Killmonger, then T'Challa. Getting to see a little bit more morally gray version of Tony Stark was really cool to me. I like that episode a lot.
Wow.
Wow. Good. What thoughts? Opinions?
I was surprised you liked it that much. I liked it. It was just fast paced, to Brandon's point. Mm. I bet you're still Doctor Strange still number one for you. Same, buddy.
Yeah.
I felt like it was forgettable.
Ooh.
Like it was just it when I'm thinking about the episodes, and maybe it's just because I haven't like watched more than one time or something, but it was just like it wasn't bad.
Amy, I'll do you a favor this episode so you don't have to bring it up. I'll get it out of the way. You know what else was forgettable? Iron Man 2.
Oh. It's obviously not because you just brought it up.
Okay, on that note, we're going to get to
forgettable.
Part two of Keith's thoughts right here.
You guys also briefly talked about being disappointed in Tony Stark and how easily he was duped by Killmonger.
Yes,
and I
that's me.
Rewatched the episode and I started counting. This really is the functioning alcoholic version of Tony Stark that we didn't get from the movies, probably because of Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
And not
wanting
to associate that. Up.
That's not a bad idea for recreating an image for an actor. But in the comic books, Tony Stark drank. And for him to not go through what he originally went through in the caves, he might not learn not to drink. When someone says to an alcoholic, "Oh my God, you were drunk? I never would have guessed. I didn't notice." That's kind of a terrible thing, because that person goes on thinking that they're getting away with it. And if they're drinking at work, it's very hard to see what is it possibly impeding them from doing. Almost every scene in this episode, Tony Stark has a drink in his hand. The one that he doesn't have a drink in his hand, there's an empty glass sitting next to him on his desk.
Damn! Maybe
his judgment was not at 100%. His instincts, his intuition was all clouded.
That's a very good point.
Slow clap for Keith, man. Wow, that's a damn good point. That is a really...
I brought it up in the podcast.
I know. Sorry.
He said it. No, he said it way better than I did.
I was going to say, you brought up the
demon in the bottle.
Cast, yeah.
That, I stand corrected, man. I think that's brilliant,
that was, Keith. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Jeez,
just the depth of it. Like, that's why he didn't have great decision-making skills.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
I love that, man. And that I kind of want to rewatch the episode now. Good stuff, Keith.
Hold on. Johnson 924 said, who is that, by the way? Johnson? How old
That's
is
Birmingham.
Clinton?
That's Birmingham.
Nader said 78 and Emmy said 78.
At the that same is time. Weird. That is weird. Are Nader and Emmy the same person?
Nader supposed to have my back.
Is Nader's sensitive side? Is that really Emmy's? Oh my gosh, that is hilarious! Oh my gosh, that's weird.
Throw the same number. I mean, instantaneous.
That was weird. Oh my gosh, dude.
The universe, man.
There is something going on. So I guess you guys are both aware. Yeah, Clinton is 78, actually. So you guys got it right. That is wonderful. Clinton is 78, but if you know, he's like Aragorn, though. He's really old, but technically he's got this.
I'm like Odin.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, we're going to get to our next listener. So we are going to keep on rolling here. We got Garrett. Thank you for numbering your thoughts, Garrett. That really helps me out to read these because Twitter posts them in a weird order. So, by the way, thank you. If you number your thoughts, if you post more than once, that really, really does help. Garrett said, at first, I wasn't the biggest fan of the episode. It was honestly my least favorite, but after listening to the review, I liked it a lot more. The fights between Carol and Thor were awesome. If Thor can put up a fight like that without his full powers being known, then what kind of fight were 6-1-6 Thor could put up? I think that the Watcher is going to make a team to fight... He said Vitron. I like that. And it'll have some kind of consequence. Pretty common theory, I think. But oh well. What would y'all think about a What If episode that was What If Wakanda helped during the Battle of New York? Ooh. I think everything would change and they might even be able to fight off Thanos before a snap. Y'all are awesome as always. See y'all on the stream. Hashtag Team Iron Man. Garrett, thank you so much for the wonderful message. And that's a really good question. What would we think if a What If episode was Wakanda helping during the Battle of New York? Game changer. You have the technology. You have the army.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chitauri don't stand a damn chance if Wakanda's there.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. That is ultimate game changer. Not only Wakanda, but Black Panther as well. Dude, I mean, I'm sorry. You got the Dora Milaje, you got Black Panther, you have the mind of Shuri, you have the technology of Wakanda. Absolute game changer. I'm sorry.
Okay, but the mind of Shuri.
And you've got rhinos.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
So Shuri would have been 8 years younger.
She's still a genius.
It's still smart.
She's still a genius. I don't think.
Okay.
Oh, you're 8 years younger. You're dumb now. I mean, yeah.
Well, no, but do you take a child into battle?
For her brains. I never wanted her to be in the battle, but her mind is what she would use, you know? Like, I don't know. I think.
And you're going to take her to battle?
She's not at the front line. she,
no, Brandon sorry. Has kids, you know, he's going to be training them to fight at.
Clinton, turn your camera on.
Battle of Chattanooga.
It's embarrassing because my face, I'm making weird faces because of the pain.
Clinton. It's even more awkward like when we just see a Clinton like text.
Did you see the faces that I was making?
Just during, pretend you're drinking
the pumpkin thing.
Yeah, just pretend you're drinking a maple beer. That's what you got to do.
Or Torres is sitting beside me or watching a movie in front of a hot fire.
Oh, okay. We talked about. Did you hear us talking about
for a minute?
Oh man. Anyway, appreciate that, Garrett. Any thoughts on Wakanda? I know Emmy slashed through my. I would just basically put Shuri up to fight is what she heard from it. But any other additional thoughts? All right. Rhinos. Thank you so much, Rhinos. Garrett. Appreciate it so much. Smash Trivia John said, Mark Ruffalo posted this photo of him and Ryan Reynolds laying on the ground with Hulk and Deadpool stickers next to him. Do you think this could be teasing a Hulk-Deadpool team-up in Deadpool 3? Or am I reading too much into it?
I don't think you guys understand how excited I am. I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys understand how excited I am to see Deadpool with other characters from the MCU in the same movie.
Even that Korg review of the trailer it was like,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's literally
it's coming.
It's the best.
They're working on it.
I can't wait. And honestly, to answer your question, I think there's a big chance because Hulk can never have his own movie. So why would you not bring him into the fold? He could have his own movie, but Universal won't allow it. So why would you not let, you know, we obviously saw, I don't know. I think it would be a perfect fit.
I need to see Hulk and Wolverine together, like the comics.
Yes, I have that. Oh my God, that comic book cover is iconic.
So good, yes.
Oh my God, you just gave me a nerd boner.
And then Deadpool hits on Wolverine and Spider-Man all the time in the comics. Because he's bisexual in the comics. Oh, or
make it happen.
I think he's pansexual.
Make it happen, Marvel. Make it happen. Oh, that'd be great. Speaking of Smash Trivia John, we have some additional thoughts from him. This is his thoughts on Killmonger. So, Smash Trivia John, let's hear from you right now.
I first watched Black Panther. I was not a fan of Killmonger, unlike everyone else, because I found his voice loud and annoying. But last week, when watching What If Killmonger Saved Tony, I actually liked Killmonger in it. I didn't find his voice loud or annoying. That made me want to rewatch Black Panther, so I did. And I'm happy to say my opinion has completely changed.
Okay.
I really liked Killmonger.
Love that.
And I think because I wasn't distracted by his voice, I got his message more clearly.
Mm.
There are still a few things I didn't like. I didn't like they killed Ulysses Klaue because I want to see the Klaue as a main villain because Andy Serkis kills it in the role. And also, I don't like the idea of Killmonger taking up the role of Black Panther in the sequel because I think it would hurt his story and T'Challa's, as he wanted T'Challa to let him die, and I think T'Challa had enough respect for him that he would grant him that wish. Also, this was my first time watching it since Chadwick's passing, and I gotta say, I immediately got teary-eyed when I saw the special intro that Marvel added last year.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Good thoughts, John. Great take there. Yeah, I don't know. Killmonger, to me, at least, I always thought he was one of the best Marvel villains. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you rewatched it again and you changed your mind, because Black Panther, man, I think half the reason that movie is so amazing is the fact that, you know, you have a worthy villain opposite side of Chadwick. You know, I mean, Chadwick's performance.
You understood you understood his motive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's such a beautiful movie. So that's a really cool take. John, really appreciate you, man. That's awesome.
Before you get to the next one, do y'all want to hear old? This is the sound of old.
Did you just poop your diaper?
That's Velcro for my ice pack.
Oh, sorry. I thought you just dropped a deuce in your diaper.
No, I was strapping taking my shoes off. You know, them Velcro white New Balances, you Velcro across.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, dude. I make fun, but I genuinely I really hate.
It's okay. Everyone around me makes fun of me right now. So,
are you serious?
Yes, everyone at work, because I have these random grunts that I can't control.
It's so funny because even on the podcast, I think I had to edit a couple of them. You're
I forget because I'll get in a position where I'm fine, and then I'll move, and I'm like, oh, and it's like I can't help it.
And it's like
I was around a friend the other day, and she was like, she would just laugh, and I would just try to incorporate it into the conversation. You're like, oh, God, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that a lot.
You kind of did that last night, too, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You just did it then. You're like, oh, yeah, I totally did last night. All right, so we see Burrito commented. He said, sorry, not sorry, but this episode was garbage until the ending cliffhanger. I hate Party Thor. I couldn't stand Jane once again. Maria Hill felt so out of character. I love the fighting between Carol and Thor, but I wish we could have seen her kill his ass. And Darcy was perfect. Well, we found one positive, so that's good. This felt like watching the first Thor, but without the good part, which was Loki. Seeing a big blue Loki was cool, but he just wasn't his mischievous, cunning self. Even boastful Loki was a better variant. And the Frigga-Loki relationship, I can't live with that loss. You know, Burrito, it's hard to disagree with you, man. Even though I do disagree with it's every point he made is not wrong. It's weird. I'm sitting there reading every single one. I'm like, I get that. Totally get that. I understand that. Yeah. So it's I don't know. I didn't hate this one because it was so lighthearted, but something especially that he brought up right at the very end, the Frigga Loki relationship. Without that, you know,
I know we've said it 1,000 times about it just didn't have a theme or a goal, but I mean, you could do this with any character is why I think it annoys me. You could see what if, you know, Captain America went to the store and got in a car wreck on the way to the store Yeah, like there's no purpose at all.
Right.
Got oranges and then got hit by a car on the way home and or had a flat. I mean, it could have been anything. Like there was no substance to the episode. It was just fun to see all the cameos. After we reviewed it, I liked that part about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not shit myself on the podcast, Brandon. You do not speak for me.
Bobby said it too.
Come on, Bobby. Anybody listening that's not come watching on Twitch, they're like, where the hell did that come from?
Guys,
Quentin just randomly says he don't shit.
He hears a voice in his head that's Brandon. Like, you shit yourself. No, I don't, Brandon.
No, I use wet wipes. I am very, we know where I'm at with
you use them after you shit in yourself. The bathroom. We get it, man.
No, I don't.
No, you don't use them after you shit yourself. That's disgusting.
You know what need to make trending? Dry wipers. You weird dry wipers that don't use wet wipes. Hashtag dry wipers. Y'all nasty. Every one of y'all.
Can I respond to Burrito?
Yes.
Please.
You can.
All right. I completely agree. Party Thor is a douche. I really thought that they were going to make him like fall for Jane, but then also like show all of the girls that he was texting on his phone or texting on his phone. He did have a phone though, because Loki dropped it and broke it. And I completely agree. Darcy was perfect.
Agreed. I will definitely agree with that.
Oh, she was the star of this episode for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Grandmaster's two lines though.
Whoa! Oh yeah, I love the.
Like he was not in it.
I'm taking the jazzy.
Scoot, scoot,
the scooter.
Scoot, scoot,
scoot, scoot.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's great. Appreciate it, Burrito. Hopefully you'll be coming to the watch party, Burrito. That dude's a lot of fun. Vincent Moore said it was cool seeing Captain Marvel's power absorption that they took from the comics. So kind of awesome. I love that as well. Gave me shades of Iron Man and the Avengers, but it's really, really cool. That is really, really cool. Vincent, thank you so much for reaching out to us, man.
Also, Grandmaster in this episode, I just saw in the comments release the phone. He was a DJ in this, and he was also a DJ in Ragnarok.
Ah, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. We do have more Smash Trivia John with his What If Episode 7 thoughts. So here we go with Smash Trivia John.
Thoughts on What If Episode 7. Honestly, there's not a lot more I can say about the episode that hasn't already been said, but I did very much enjoy the episode. I don't really understand the hate for filler episodes, as I think not every episode should have to be important. I think some episodes should just be fun. And
I like that.
So I'm going to just go right to my trivia question. So we see a Stonehenge in the episode. So in which MCU
Stonehenge
film does it also appear? And what character is seen running naked through it?
Oh, I know it too. Oh, okay. Emmy was the first to raise her hand. Sorry.
I just said it.
Thor, the Dark World, and Selvig. Eric Selvig.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I knew it was Selvig. And yeah, that's when he loses his mind, basically, from Thor, the Dark World. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And Thor, the Dark World, to me, our favorite MCU movie.
What do I win?
We'll hear from Smash Trivia John right now.
You win a hat. Go get a hat.
Go get a hat. Wear it backwards so we can be
I want to hear the Boing Bond and Butcher.
Ooh.
And then I'll go get my hat.
John?
I keep pointing over here because it's just right there.
I think we already did the Boing Bond and Butcher.
The answer was Thor, the Dark World, and Eric Selvig.
You're welcome.
And for our Boink, Bond, and Butchers, we have Howard the Duck, Rocket Raccoon, and Meek. We have
Howard the Duck, Rocket Raccoon, and Meek. Clinton is Clinton has given this thought. Clinton,
it's easy.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to Boink Rocket.
It's easy. I'm gonna boink a raccoon.
He's the most handsome of the animals.
And he's played by Bradley Cooper.
Yes, he's played by Bradley Cooper. Raccoons are pretty. But if we're having to do this.
See a raccoon, I'm going to be like, Clinton, what do you think about it?
Oh, I don't want to hear it from you, Orange Man.
Hey!
you've ruined fruit for me. So, boink, Rocket Raccoon.
That's upsetting because you're attracted to fruits.
I'm not attracted to fruit. I'm going to bond with
you're attracted
Howard
to fruits.
I am a fruity
I know,
person because I'm gay.
See what she did there? See what she did
is
there?
Are you trying to make a fruity joke, Emmy?
Yeah.
Well, you failed.
I'm sorry.
So I would bond Howard the Duck, and then I would butcher Meek.
I just love, like, you were so nonchalant, Clinton. You were like, I'm going to boink Rocket because raccoons are the prettiest animals. I mean, really?
out of the three.
I know, but
that's all I got to work with.
You were so smooth about it. I was not ready for how smooth you were. You were like, you know, raccoons. I mean, if I had to.
You've never been sitting on your porch having coffee and looked at a raccoon and went, damn.
No.
That's a sexy animal.
No, I've never done that. I've never.
Oh, God.
All right. Emmy, you want to go next or me? What you decide?
I agree. I agree with Clinton.
What?
Not for completely the same reason. Like Howard the Duck, I feel like I would have some good banter with. I think he's pretty. Rocket's pretty.
All right.
And I'm saying Rocket's pretty, not that all raccoons are pretty.
John, you create magic, man. I'm gonna switch one thing. I'm gonna say boink Howard because I'd like to say fuck a duck and mean it. That'd be really funny. So I'm gonna say Howard's gonna be boinked, and then I'm gonna bond Rocket. You know, yeah, he's a bit of an asshole, but
is that on your bucket list, Brandon?
No, like not at all. Okay. Not at all. We're playing
fuck a duck and mean it.
No. Oh, you
hashtag
guys, how did you find
duck and mean it?
How did you go to fuckaduckandmeanit.com? You'll find our Patreon link on there.
It's our OnlyFans.
It's our OnlyFans. It's a secret link to our OnlyFans.
It's weird stuff. Weird stuff.
I just think it sounds nice. Bond, Rocket, and
what sounds nice? Fucking a duck?
No, like it sounds funny. God, that sounds horrible. No, it doesn't. God, that was the wrong way to phrase
you
it.
You are digging a hole, my friend.
I am. I didn't mean it like that. Anyway. And I guess we all would butcher Meek. So yeah, good stuff. We have
he's already dead. We already thought he was dead.
Good point.
Oh, what about that?
The Watcher, Surtur, and Frost Giant Loki.
The Watcher, Surtur, and Frost Giant Loki. I'm gonna start, guys.
Oh, is this another one?
He's got multiple. The Watcher, Surtur, and Frost Giant Loki. Bond, Frost Giant Loki, because it's Loki. I would love to, you know, I would marry that dude. Surtur, God, or what was it? The Watcher? I guess I would boink the Watcher. You know, I don't know. Just more like he's like
How effective do you think that the Watcher is going to be in the bedroom, though?
He's going to like, watch you do your thing.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, what if one decision you make in this bedroom changes everything? You know, and it's like, okay, cool.
Finger in the butt.
So Watcher boy.
And now the universe gets destroyed.
Yeah. Busher Surtur, guys. That's my three. Finger in the butt. Universe destroyed.
No, the Watcher would stand in the corner and be like, what if I just stood over here and watched you do your own thing?
Oh, God, this is taking a weird turn. These boink, bond, and butchers for this animated show are screwed up. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. So I would. Okay. I'm torn. I'm a little bit torn. Okay. I think I'm going to butcher Surtur.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Same with me. So.
And I'm torn because I would want to boink Loki. But the point that I just made, what is the Watcher going to do in the bedroom? But stand in the corner and watch.
Yeah, but if you bond with him, he's very knowledgeable.
Okay. But also, like, he would just watch me do all the cooking and the cleaning and the doing all the stuff around
as
the house and the
laundry.
No, Clint, no. No.
I will hit you.
I'm kidding.
I'm not. Come over tomorrow and find out. Yeah, I think I'd have to go Butcher Surtur, Boink, Frost Giant Loki, Bond Watcher.
Yep, right. Same for me.
Okay, cool. I'm
could
on
you
a-
bond? Could you bond? Could you? Well, no, you can't.
I'm on an island, Surtur. Guys. I'm on an island.
Listen, if you could boink Surtur and Frost Giant together, that'd be icy hot.
I hate you so much. All right. Here we go. This is another one.
Because icy hot, ice and fire. You get it?
Yeah, I know.
Nebula and one of Loki's Frost Giant friends.
Yondu, Nebula, and one of Loki's Frost Giant friends. Emmy.
Yondu.
Emmy, we haven't started.
Yeah, he was in this.
I don't think.
Was he? I didn't see him.
I don't remember Yondu at all, actually. I mean, I'm not doubting it. I just didn't notice him.
He don't talk. He's Emmy, in it, though.
Emmy, you start. Clinton and I went last. First, last time, so. Emmy, it's a Boink, Bond, and Butcher. We don't have to give it this much thought.
Boink, one of the Frost Giant friends. Bond with Nebula. Butcher, Yondu. Sorry.
I'm gonna Boink. I'm sorry. I'm going to Boink Yondu because what did that arrow do? What's that arrow about? I'm going to Bond, Nebula, and Butcher, one of Loki's friends, because I don't know him. Sorry.
Okay.
So we've got Nebula, Loki's friend, and who?
Yondu.
I'm going to Bond, Yondu, Boink, Loki's friend, and Butcher, Nebula.
All right. All three of us had different answers there. A rare three, completely different. All right.
A rare threesome.
Threesome. Here's another one. Oh. Here's another one from Smash Trivia John.
And then for the first time ever, I'm doing a couples Boink, Bond, and Butcher.
Oh, man.
Howard and Darcy, Thor and Jane, and Korg and Fury.
What
is happening? Where the hell did you get a lot to keep up with?
Oh no! Okay.
So it was Duck and Darcy. It was Jane and Thor and Korg and Fury. But I guess
I got this.
I don't know if that's. Oh, you guys are both ready to go. How are you guys so ready to go? All right, one of you. I don't know.
It's gotta be a gut reaction.
Let me go.
All right, Boink, Jane and Thor.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Darcy and Howard. Yep. I'm sorry.
Oh, I agree with you. I think this is going to be a 3-for-3 to finish it.
A threesome to finish.
Well, 3-for-3.
We'll all finish together at the same time.
Right. And we'll butcher Fury and Korg.
I'm sorry. Fury is also fine as hell.
I know.
And I love Korg. It's a rough one, but
Korg is a rough one. He's made of rocks.
Yeah,
I like these so much because they're so hard. Like, they're so...
So is Korg.
All right. So we're 3-for-3. Thank you.
John, you are really good at coming up with these because it's very difficult to figure out which one you would butcher.
I Smash Trivia, John, please never stop these. They're actually... Yeah. They're so damn good. Please
and
never
like,
stop.
It's fun. Honestly, I think it's like a fun thought experiment to try and figure out like the technicalities of why I would do what with who.
It's just so funny that it was a Spider-Man Homecoming with the F. Mary Kill, and we just started it there. And the fact that it's kind of turned into like Smash Trivia John making these amazing what ifs with, I don't know. It's really cool to see kind of evolutions of where we got it from. So thank you, John. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Good stuff. Megan.
You're not wrong.
All right. So MJ said, this was my favorite episode so far. I loved it. I think the thing I love the most is that it's low stakes mostly. I'm always trying to analyze everything, so I get distracted from enjoying what I'm watching. And that's what happened with Shang-Chi for me. I think it was a reference to how Hiddleston is always... Oh, excuse me. There's more here. I skipped ahead. I think it was... Oh, gosh. Yeah, it went out of order. I hate Twitter. I get distracted from enjoying what I'm watching. This episode was just so fun, and I loved all the little cameos from Korg to Rocket to Surtur. It was really refreshing and one I could just enjoy. Also, Frost Giant Loki was one of the best parts for me. He was funny, and I loved his line, "Brother from another mother." And says, I think it was a reference to how Hiddleston is always saying that in interviews. What else? Oh, yeah, Captain Marvel. I loved her in this episode and her being really powerful. I don't care what other people say. She is one of my favorite characters. I also just love Brie Larson. Have any of you seen Unicorn Store? It's really sweet and it's got Samuel L. Jackson. Anyway, that's the last of my thoughts. Carry on. Okay, this is the last comment, I promise. But also, Brie Larson as Leslie Gore on SNL, if you've never seen it, it's hilarious. Good stuff, MJ. Great comments. I'm sorry. Nice. So they were out of order. Twitter was out of order, so I'm sorry for reading those a little scatterbrained. So I just want to apologize there.
To that point, I think this episode split a lot of people because it wasn't like it was okay. You either hated it or loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the same reason.
Yeah.
Like people hated it because it was so playful and fun and no stakes.
Yeah.
But people loved it for that reason too, because they wanted a breather.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Emmy and I really enjoyed this episode. And just to see someone say, I really enjoyed this episode, I was like, oh, okay. There's, you know, I don't know. It just felt like, okay, I'm not so alone on this island. MJ, I completely, it's just a good time. And we always analyze, and especially on this podcast, every little thing. Let's see, let's dig. And it was just like,
Emmy does that.
Mephisto.
But I thought Thor was, I don't know. It was just nice to, okay. Guys, whatever it is, let's just hang out. It's awesome. Let's have a good time. So
we're going to watch this superhero go to the grocery store today.
Right.
Cool.
Think for a second. What if all the what ifs were as like happy and fun? Clinton, I know you'd hate that because your heart is black. Like your soul.
Fair. He got it. You don't have to elaborate.
Yeah, we know.
Like your soul.
That's my mom used to make fun of me for. I was an emo in middle school, but I was
I was too
emo adjacent. And she would be like, "What color do you want the shirt?" And it'd be like, "Black, like my soul."
Like my soul.
I was
because you were so angry.
You're such a conformist, mom. You don't even understand.
We've talked about it, I think, like with music and stuff. We're like,
they understand
everything. Like My Chemical Romance and Fallout Boy.
Guys, I have a My Chemical
Romance. Did they write this about me? Okay.
I have a My Chemical Romance poster behind me. I still haven't let it go. Like the fact that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. MCR still hits every tone for me. I don't know why.
Beham sent us a message, by the way.
Okay.
But with two T's, but still, if What If had just been this like fun, campy, like, like crazy stuff and like nothing bad happens, I would have been okay with that. I know. Oh, okay. All right. But the episodes that I've really enjoyed have been the ones that have been the fun ones, like T'Challa and this one.
I liked getting to the psyche. I love the psyche stuff. So that I think that's why Doctor Strange stands out to me, is because it got into his own psyche and like his battles internally. And I say it 1,000 times, my whole thing with the MCU is relatability. I like relatability with a story. I love a good storytelling aspect of someone that you could put yourself in their shoes. And I like exploring the psyche of characters. So just fun all the time wouldn't be enjoyable for me. I would enjoy it, but it wouldn't be as good as some of these episodes. That's why the Doctor Strange stands out to me. Like, how far would you take it to have that one thing that you regret not have? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
But I think that
the What If was something that I wanted it to be fun and weird and just like crazy. We're going to go play over here and like it's not going to affect everything else.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of the same, Emmy. A Mandalorian said, I don't think the stakes were very high, but I was laughing pretty much the entire time. I wish we got a little more Korg, and always a joy to hear. Hey, man. Also, I love the continuing bit of calling Rocket a rabbit. I wasn't expecting to see him or hear that reference.
Yeah, that was.
That was really
good,
actually.
A lot of the Guardians.
Yes.
And then for them to also call him a rabbit.
Yeah.
And I love, like, you keep hearing it. Like, he's like, oh, you little rabbit. He's like, I don't know. It was actually a really funny take. And that was kind of the hangover.
When he was a zoologist.
Right.
She was telling. Yeah.
Exactly.
It was much hangover vibes.
That's what I was saying.
Like. Yeah, it was.
Totally.
Has anybody mentioned that yet?
No one. I don't think. I think we're the first.
Well, wait, no. But like in our little group? Has anybody?
Not yet.
Okay.
But
okay.
I also don't read.
So I'm sure I'm not the first.
But I also don't read the comments before we go on the air. So there could be someone. Just we haven't gotten.
Oh,
to
okay.
Yet. Winter Soldier said, "Part one." Thor being referred to as a horse god instead of a Norse god was too funny. Thor looks like every prince in the Disney realm. Boring and basic. Party in Vegas, that's what Brandon's bachelor party is going to look like. Yes, it is, Winter Soldier. Cannot wait for that. Let's see. This episode was probably the worst of the seven so far. I was very disappointed that we didn't get to see Tony Stark die. That has become a staple for these episodes. Damn. Anyway, Fury calling the Thor Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High was priceless. Rumlow was looking hot, almost as hot as Bucky. Just kidding. Ain't nobody as hot as Bucky Barnes. Darcy was just as funny in the Thor movies, but ugly popsicle stick was great. And Loki's still sexy, even when he's blue. Captain Marvel calling Thor Whitesnake was awesome. Thor should have replied, "Here I go again." I like that idea, Winter Soldier. Love Whitesnake back in the 80s. Thor knocking down Stonehenge, classic. Good stuff. Good stuff, Winter Soldier. If he said, "Here I go again," I would have lost my damn mind. That would have been great.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. I mean, wait
a minute. Sorry, there's too much going on right now, and I can't keep up with all of it.
She can't. Hey,
I can't. Who was it?
That was Winter Soldier.
Whose comment was that?
That was Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. That was a great comment.
Oh, Emmy, when Emmy's reading the chat, and she's with us right now. Lady Winter Soldier is in the chat.
I know, and I'm so sorry. Because I was just reading the chat, and Keith said, "Wait, Emmy's a teacher," and I was going back through, and I was like, "I didn't mention anything about that. Did I mention anything about being a teacher?"
Oh, Lady
Winter Soldier. No, he's just being an asshole.
Oh, man. I love it. And I love the Iron Man comment where she's like, "I missed Iron Man dying because it's become a staple." That was that, really, yes. Really funny. Yes, okay. Yeah. And I love also
Lady Winter Soldier.
So many 80s references. White Snake, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I honestly wish they would have played more into that as well. I thought it was really, really funny. Just really, really good stuff. So thank you so much for reaching out. Excuse my friend's 80.
I had to Google Spicoli because I didn't.
What?
I don't know if I've ever seen.
No, you have seen. No, Emmy.
Is it okay? Okay. Is it weird that I get Dazed and Confused? I've definitely seen.
Uh huh.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Is that completely different, or is it also a high school?
Yeah, it's high school. You know,
it's like a high school, like
Sean Penn,
a bunch of potheads.
Sean Penn. That's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, my God. Emmy, we got some work to do. Oh, my gosh. Fantastic Four 2005 release has 5 votes now. Iron Man 2, 1 vote. Oh, my gosh. We are going to be watching Fantastic Four on Sunday. I'm sorry.
What shifted it?
I don't know, but everyone.
The assholes in the chat? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Dude,
all you guys, the 24 people on Twitch right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm not kidding. It went from 222 to 215. That is amazing. Oh, anyway, Fantastic Four. I guess
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
All right, we'll get to some more comments. This is a live show, guys. Thank you for joining us. Chaotic Queen said, "This wasn't my favorite episode, but I liked how Loki and Thor had a brother from another mother sort of relationship. But I miss the character development that both Loki and Thor got in the movies. It was also interesting to see that no matter what universe, Thor and Jane are still interested in each other." Good stuff.
It did seem a little... It was... Okay.
A little rushed.
Not rush so much, because he was like, "Oh, you have to ask me out on a date first. I'm not just going to fall into bed with you," even though she had already done that.
Yeah, we saw the bra on the lamp.
Well, she fell into his bed. Well, yeah. We had this conversation last night. I'm not going to have it again.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, someone's mad about the Iron Man 2 thing. A little bit.
Did you notice she got so much shorter when she realized that it's not happening? Patrons.
Hold on, I forgot to put my ice back in the freezer. I'll be right back.
I love you, patrons. That is hilarious, by the way, that you took it from a tie to a complete blowout for Fantastic Four. I don't know who did it, but I just want to hug you all. You guys are so funny. Gosh. All right. Sorry, Emmy. Keep going.
What was I making a point about?
You were making a point about Thor and Jane.
Thor and Jane. Okay, so I thought for a second that maybe they weren't going to go that route. This episode, like I said, like he was like, you know, having one night stands with ladies of all different realms and planets. And so I was kind of like excited that they weren't going to go that route. And then they did. And it was like, okay, so they're just destined to find each other. Right. I don't know. It's a little cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, a little cheap, but I liked it. I enjoyed it. So, eh. I don't know. Don't take yourself too seriously. Y'all can change it back now or right before Sunday. Jordan, if you're one of the ones that changed it, I'm going to laugh.
So no, hard. He didn't. No. Jordan is the one vote for Iron Man 2. Jordan, I support you, and I'm getting a Patreon tonight so that I can
Bobby
join you in solidarity.
Bobby, your hashtag game, it's getting pretty damn good, dude. All right, so I thought that was really funny. Hashtag Brandon is ready to catch Pokemon. I turned my hat backwards. Vincent, you're back. Good. I wanted to hear more from you. He said, episode 7 was a lot of fun. I love seeing Party Thor, one of the lighter episodes. It was cool seeing Frost Giant Loki, some of the Guardians, and some of the characters from Ragnarok. I don't know if any of y'all have watched... I've watched Malignant. It's a good horror movie. I have not seen. Have you guys seen Malignant?
No, it's a horror movie. No.
I love horror movies. I haven't watched it. I've heard mixed things.
Really? Well, he says it's a good one.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
We're going to go watch it.
No.
October, we can watch Malignant. We can hang out with our patrons and watch Malignant. That would be great.
No. The only opportunity that you guys get to get me to watch anything spooky is in October.
Savannah.
And I will be sleeping with all of the lights on afterwards.
Savannah, we're going to go to
even the most... Even if I'm staying the night?
We're all going to be staying the night with each other. We're going to go to the most haunted city in North America, and we're going to go ghost hunting. So if you follow...
After watching it go... No.
YouTube.com/TheAvengers. We're going to go ghost hunting in October. Emmy is going to lose her shit. You'll get to
this
see all
of us.
This
is non-consensual.
Oh, my bad.
Non-consensual.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Clint. About time you got the memo. So cannot wait.
I have too fat of a face to wear my hat backwards.
Vincent also said, Star Wars Visions is a fun series. Disney animation is winning. I think I might be a little bit too hard. I really am. So I don't know. All right, let's keep going. All right, here we go. This is Smash Trivia John saying scene idea for Thor, Love and Thunder. So here we go. This is Smash Trivia John.
An idea for a scene that I'm hoping to see in Thor, Love and Thunder. So this actually starts in Multiverse of Madness, where we see Lou Ferrigno's Hulk from the 80s come out of a portal and run off. And then, in Thor, Love and Thunder, we see Ferrigno Hulk in New Asgard, where all the Asgardians think he's just a method actor doing the Hulk part in a Ragnarok play. And after the play, Gore comes and kills the Asgardian actors, thinking that they're actual gods. But then, Ferrigno Hulk picks Gore up and throws him off screen. And then we see that Hulk is looking very proud. This is because in the 80s show, they did a lot of stuff to get around actual violence, so throwing someone off screen might mean they're defeated. But in this case, it didn't actually mean that, and while Hulk is being distracted by being proud, Gore walks up behind him and stabs him in the back.
Oh my gosh! Oh my god, that could work. I don't know if I want to see it just because I'm a Hulk fan, but do we think, and I'm going to go a little on a tangent here, Smash Trivia John, so forgive me. Do we think Hulk is going to be in Thor, Love and Thunder? I don't know if he's going to be.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be more Guardians, and I think... I know I've honestly made a mistake though, here, but
point,
I
between think, Spider-Man No Way Home and Multiverse of Madness, there's no fucking telling who's going to be in what anymore.
Right.
Everybody's going to be in Multiverse of Madness in everything.
Emmy, I hate you so damn much. She changed her name and she's such an asshole.
We are just a bunch of people in our 30s who are 5-year-olds. And we still laugh about it.
Freddie just pooped himself. Oh, man. Sorry. Oh, gosh. I shit myself, guys. I shit myself live on the show. Just wanted you all to be aware. Okay. Golly. I promise we're mature. Sorry, Smash Trivia John. We are pretty dumb at this point. But I really think it's going to be more Guardians. And I can't believe I'm right with saying this. Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie. I think it's going to be more Valkyrie, Guardians, Chris Hemsworth base. I don't think we're going to see Hulk. And that's a bummer. This is for Emmy, by the way. No one else. Just Emmy. All right. We will keep on moving.
What? I'm sorry.
I'm not going to replay the whole video for you, Emmy. I'm not doing it.
Whose was it? Who did I
Smash Trivia John with a wonderful idea for Thor Love and Thunder, but it circled around Hulk, so we kind of talked more about, is Hulk going to be in Thor Love and Thunder? Do you think he will be?
Thor Love and Thunder. Oh, there's a very good possibility.
Really? I don't see
it. You think? Hulk?
Love and Thunder. Right? Because they kind of became friends.
I think it's going to focus more on Jane with her getting the power.
Yeah, but like once Jane gets the power, what if he goes to Hulk and he's like, oh,
I mean,
man.
You missed the whole video, though. You can't just come in here and act like you know what we're talking
about. That's the whole point of taking. That's the point of walking away and coming back. You just pick up right where everyone left off.
Yeah. Emmy's, you do it really well. I don't do it well at all.
And he's like, let's recap the last 10 minutes. What happened? All right. So Vincent Moore, and I love this because I put in our Twitter, I always say, if you want to talk about Thor, or excuse me, What If Episode 7 or anything nerd, let us know. Vincent, thank you for taking me up on that. He said, are you hyped for Daniel Craig's final appearance as James Bond? Okay. Emmy is shaking her head violently. No. Clinton seems very, not really. I don't care. Really, guys? Are you just not James Bond fans or Daniel Craig fans or both?
I didn't watch the Daniel Craig ones.
What? They're good, dude. They are good.
I like Pierce Brosnan. Maybe
don't,
it's for
don't be that guy where you don't watch something and then you judge it. Watch it and give it a fair shake. Yeah, shake it 3 times or you're playing with yourself. Good Charlotte.
Oh.
That's a lyric from a Good Charlotte song. Sorry.
I'm just kind of done with them. I don't know.
Oh, Daniel Craig ones are good.
And this was supposed to come out 17 years ago, and I keep thinking it's already out, and then I see a trailer, and I'm like, oh, this ain't out yet.
That's right. Where I'm at. And you said Pierce Brosnan. I like the Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is great, too. Yeah. I love them all. I love them all, but I will say a lot of people, I've even heard this, like Daniel Craig is blonde and people have a problem with it. I'm like,
God, I don't have a problem with that at all.
I don't either. I don't either. I think he's been a great Bond, honestly. Someone I even heard said, like, oh, he can't drive a stick in real life, so he shouldn't be Bond. I'm like, guys,
that's silly. He's an actor.
So we have Taryn, who said, is it just me? Did Thor look like Matt Damon? I did not see Matt Damon at all, Taryn. Did you guys see Matt Damon?
Mm-mm.
Now that you say it,
I didn't see it.
Maybe a little bit.
It was weird to me that he was clean shaven. Has Arthur ever been clean shaven in the
MCU? Clean shaven, not Manscaped balls clean shaven.
That's right.
Promo code
Avengers. Keith, I'm just giving you shit. Please, I'm no apology needed. I'm sorry.
Now you know what it's like to be friends with her.
Yeah, I'm trying to step on other toes.
In the comics, he was clean shaven a lot, but there was the bearded version as well. So
nice. I didn't see Matt Damon, but I saw a beautiful man. And Elijah said,
I saw a beautiful raccoon.
Ooh, Clinton with those raccoons, everybody. You remember that Geico commercial with the raccoons? Clinton was like, I'd take that one next to the trash can. I like that one.
Best Geico commercial was the one with the I ordered this with no mayonnaise, and the waitress just grabs the bread and just skims it across the table and puts it back on the sandwich. Ew. It's old. Showing my age. Anyway.
No. Elijah said, "Hey, Avengers cast and crew. Not much to say about What If, but I do have a question. Has anyone noticed that in the Hawkeye trailer, the mom isn't present at the dinner table? Does anyone know why? Maybe I'm just looking too far into it, but what do you guys think?"
Marvel listened to Clinton. And she was the first to die.
Well, Kevin messaged me allegedly too sometimes. So
yeah, he's like, Kevin Feige allegedly listened to our podcast and allegedly was like, "I'm going to kill off that mother now."
The idea he got from me was Skittles and Spider-Man No Way Home.
And Clinton's like, "Kill Hawkeye's family.
Kill a whole family."
Nader just said, "I saw Chris Jericho from the 90s in the What If poster." Yes, yes,
there
yes.
was a few
he
people.
Looks like young Chris Jericho.
Lady Winter Soldier said the same thing. Chris Jericho is a wrestler. He's
a wrestler.
WCW, AEW, WWE. Lady Winter
him.
Soldier.
I love that.
He's great. I've seen him live. He's awesome.
So have I.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw Chris Jericho too, actually. I kind of agree with that. So, good stuff, Elijah. Vincent Moore, actually, it's weird. It's Twitter. I'm sorry, Vincent. It said, "Malignant has gotten mixed reviews. Either you will love it or hate it." We did talk about that. So appreciate it, Vincent, just seeing that comment. And we see Garrett said, "Okay, if y'all don't read this, I understand. It was posted during the stream, but BBB, Boink, Bond, and Butcher between three different timekeepers." Oh.
Oh.
I don't even remember. Boink the Lorax.
Oh. Garrett, I love it, dude.
I would
someone butcher, sample that. Just butcher. Boink the Lorax.
Boink the Lorax. That's
I'd
it.
I'd butcher the one that talks like this.
Talks like this.
That's annoying. And then the one whose head got cut off, I guess I'd bond with him. Because
no, you wouldn't.
His head got cut off.
Didn't have to, you don't have to, you don't have to hear him speak. That's nice.
Well, technically, they're all just androids in the MCU, so you wouldn't really have to do anything with any of them. If you boink one of them, you might get shocked, so I wouldn't risk it.
Oh, that's really, really good stuff. Garrett, I agree with Emmy. I think Clinton does agree as well, because he's like, yeah, just now. So
I'm hurt.
Well, I know. I'm just messing. I was trying to save it. I was trying to help you.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I've left school.
Are you in middle
stop.
School?
I remember the first time I heard that. It was like, I think it was a Vine, maybe. But they're like, "Can I get a
no?"
Yep, no.
No, Vine. I think it's TikTok.
It's not that old, is it?
No. Is it? I thought I remember on Vine. It was like, "Can I get a hell yeah?" I thought I remember seeing that.
If it's on Vine, then my kids need to stop making fun of me for being old for quoting Vines.
It doesn't mean that you're not old just because there's one thing on Vine. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I used to love.
Oh, Vine was my favorite. Actually, I had my dogs. My dogs had their own Vine account. It was because I had Lloyd as a puppy, and so I took videos of him growing up on Vine, and I had America's Most Funniest Videos reach out to us, but I also had a woman that said my mother this is really deep, like stage 4 cancer, and all she wants to watch is Lloyd videos. Thank you so much for providing her peace and happiness in her final days.
Aww.
And like, because Lloyd was just a little dude and he would dig. And I would do videos of him digging in the bed, digging in the front yard, just digging everywhere. And she said all she would say is, "I want to watch Lloyd dig." And so, I don't know, like my little tiny little schnauzer puppy gave her some solace. Vine was a beautiful place. Vine was a really beautiful place. Like, there was a community there. It was really, really cool. So, I don't know. That was weird. I've not told many people that, but that was a really, really cool moment. And
I get where TikTok is taking over Vine, but I feel like Vine was so much more wholesome. Maybe that's the old person in me.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we didn't cuss like that everywhere.
We just posted videos of our dogs digging, and we loved it. We liked it.
Jordan said, as my mom says to her students, "How old are we?"
Right?
Like, I guess if they're like being immature, I'm assuming that's how you're taking it.
I literally
today said the words, "I'm sorry, I thought I worked in a middle school and not in an elementary school."
I love it. Yeah, I love it. And honestly, we act really young, but we are old. I don't know. We just haven't grown up, guys, because we're Toys R Us kids. Brandy, also known as Buddha Baby on Twitter, she reached out to us, and I think she's got 3 videos for us. That's all I've counted so far, Buddha Baby. If there's more, let me know. But we are going to get to Brandy with her video thoughts right now. So I cannot wait to hear from you. Here we go with Brandy.
Hi, I just wanted to share my thoughts on What If Episode 3. This episode was the much-needed palate cleanser after 3 heavy episodes with heavy subjects and heavy outcomes.
Yes.
I just wish I liked it more.
Oh.
I could not stand Thor. And I think it's because...
Damn it.
We've already seen this character portrayed better in the MCU. Thor in Ragnarok is wittier and funnier and more likable. And if you want to go with a playboy and a partier, Tony is more charismatic and has more charm and is all around more likable.
Oh, that's part one, but ooh. Damn, Brandy,
get him, Brandy.
She's swinging and she's not wrong, guys. She is not wrong at all.
He doesn't have the banter with Loki to really sharpen his skills,
But even later in the movies, he's not even as witty. He's not got the charisma that Tony has.
Well, no. But she was saying in this episode, he's not as like.
Oh, comparatively to his.
Like to Ragnarok, he's not as quick-witted and as funny. Yeah.
Basically what she's saying is like, we needed a palate cleanser, but we've seen it done better in other.
Yeah.
MCU and she's right. She's not wrong in anything she says. I agree with her.
Yeah.
100%. Here is part 2 of her video as well. So here we go, Brandy. Get to part 2 of your thoughts. Sorry, I'm trying to juggle 500 things.
Yeah. The first few episodes of What If were the fact that it was one small decision could change the course of reality. Peggy deciding not to go up into the balcony was a small decision. Odin giving Loki back to his family was not a small decision.
Yeah,
Doctor Strange deciding to go back in time to try to save Christine over and over again, not a small decision. And even with the zombie ones, that wasn't a decision. That was just like the thing we were already going to do. There was a consequence that was different in this reality than another. And I just kind of hope they go back to it because that was a really cool aspect of how the show was played.
That's where it cut off. Sorry.
Oh, 100% on that.
Yeah.
Good point.
These are huge.
Good ass point.
Although I think that the last episode, Tony, Killmonger saving Tony. I think that the small decision was Tony's phone choice, but.
Oh, Emmy. Come on. Oh,
wow. Emmy.
that's a really good point.
And it was not a small decision giving Loki back to the Frost Giants.
And by the way, you guys cannot see Brandy's shirts, but I absolutely think if you please.
Can you describe the shirt that she's currently wearing? Because I just listened to last week's episode and you were like, Brady's shirt's amazing.
Yeah. Here's another one.
And I was like, what is it?
This is Baby Groot and it looks like it's carrying a gun or a weapon of some sort. Oh, no. It's the Switch. Where it's like the destroy everything or that's the button you don't press. And it's Baby Groot running and it's this gray shirt, but it looks absolutely phenomenal. Brandy's shirt game. And I've actually talked to her offline before about, hey, where do you get your shirts from? Brandy, your shirt game is still on point. Follow our Twitter just for Brandy shirts alone. This is video 3 for Brandy. I love hearing from this. So here we go, Brandy, part 3 of your video.
So I know there's been a lot of talk about the animation, and I was not a fan of it last week. I felt like it completely took me out of what was going on because their models were driving me crazy. This week was better. I have to agree with you guys in your assessment of that. But I also think more than anything, this week shows where the shortcomings are coming from. There are some scenes where they are actually like still scenes, and the artwork in those are amazing. That does not translate to the animation style we're seeing. there's just not the right amount of movement. It's very flat.
Okay, maybe there's a video four because that kind of abruptly ended. I'm going to keep looking for video four there, guys. That's all I got.
Randy, I got to say, is this the first time you've done a video? Because I don't know that I've seen another video.
She did one last week.
She did one last week.
She did one last week.
Was I here?
Yeah. Yeah, Clinton, you were here.
Sorry, I don't know that I've... did I step away or something? I don't know. I feel like this is the first time I've heard her voice. But maybe. Getting to hear her voice with her comments and stuff, because she just blunt. She's just like, this is where I stand.
She's awesome.
It is to me. And I love it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I love that we're hearing.
I love hearing the voice with the
name. I was about to say, I love hearing more from you all. We've heard Jared. We've heard Jordan. We've heard John, Keith, obviously.
Burrito.
We've heard so many great ones. And Brandy, obviously, now.
I wasn't wrong, guys.
No. And CJ.
I think CJ. It was 2 weeks ago and Clinton did step away. So I haven't heard her voice. I didn't think I had.
I love hearing from you guys. Hey, even if you just send us a tweet, that's fine too. But it's really cool to kind of like, you guys have a voice too.
It's like we're getting to know each other. I like it because see the faces and the pictures on Twitter and Facebook.
And the t-shirts.
And you hear the voice.
The awesome t-shirts. If you're Brandy, for instance. So
Brandy, you gonna head up our merch department?
She needs to. If those shirts. Anyway, MJ.
Wait. She had points there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
So the still scenes she said looked amazing, which I feel like the only still scenes were at the beginning when they were kind of doing the backstory.
You're talking about the animation of telling the story of why they weren't together.
Well, but it wasn't animation. It was all still scenes.
Well, it was still scenes. Yeah.
And she's right. It was very good. Like very good. The animation suffers sometimes. Like the way that the hair moves sometimes is like,
it's the mouth, the mouth for me.
Well, yeah, it's the mouth and the hair. And then there's, I gotta say, I noticed this episode that every girl has the smoky eye effect. Like Maria Hill had it. Captain Marvel had it. Jane had it.
It's a hint, Amy.
What, you don't think my eyes are smoky enough? Look, I've got the like eyeshadow on the top and then the bags underneath to create the smoky eye on the bottom.
Nice. Nice. Oh man, so good stuff. MJ said Darcy totally sounds and moves like one of the Barbie's friends in Barbie Life in the Dream House. I love it. We just spit out her drink, MJ. You weren't ready for that, were you?
No, but I don't think she's wrong.
She's not. Kathy, gosh, Kathy, please forgive me. It's K-U-M-M-E-R. Should I say Coomer or Cummer? Kathy Coomer? Okay.
How do you spell it?
K-U-M-M-E-R.
Cummer.
Okay. Kathy Cummer. Kathy Cummer says, I know it was silly, but I loved it. Thank you, Kathy Cummer. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I thought it was silly, too. And I loved it as well.
God, I liked it.
I liked it. It was good. He likes it. Nader said, I know it's not Monday, but since you guys ignore the receipts as any normal human being would, try these. Hashtag Monday pulling up receipts. On Captain America, the Winter Soldier, at episode 2 hours, 29 minutes and 5 seconds, Brandon asked if someone could tweet the Avengers podcast. If we remember, you and Cap'n make it happen. It noticed the classroom context and the science fact. Hashtag Emmy is a Cap'n fan confirmed. Hashtag Clinton was right. Hashtag Clinton was right all along. Hashtag Bullshit. Acknowledge Clinton. Hashtag Emmy science facts transcend the MCU reaching the serial since 1996.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that episode because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea either. I'm going to have to listen to that.
What was I right on, Nader?
Yeah.
I just need to know. I just need you to refresh my memory of what I was right on.
Nothing. You're never right on anything.
And I love it because, like, what am I right on? Can you just tell me and can refresh my memory? Just
feed my ego a little bit.
He said, P.S. I got a Brandon attack and started worrying for copyright here. So don't play the video on the live and edit it out of the podcast if necessary.
Does Nader have a video?
It was a YouTube ad for You and Captain Make It Happen. It's a 1996 Captain Crunch commercial.
Oh.
Yes. Good stuff, Nader. Good stuff, dude.
So if you want to watch it, you should go to our
Twitter.com/Avengers Podcast.
And look at the... Nader said play the video, Brandon.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play the video, but we're not recording the podcast. This is only on our... Well, no, I can't play it on Twitch either. I'll get copywritten there. Nader, I'm going to turn it really low. I'm going to turn it really low.
That's how you avoid the copyrights. Just turn the volume down.
Nader, okay, never mind.
Well, if we talk over it, we've changed it.
No, we. That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Well, you sang a whole song last night, Emmy.
But that was a cover.
I've always tried to be the coolest kid on the block.
It's a, Oh, man.
I had that song stuck in my head for most of today.
We will play it off the air, Nader.
I've been listening to Lil Nas X.
His
new album is Fire.
As
the young ones. The young kids say this one slaps, fam, and that's an album so that's fire.
That's no cap.
That's a bop. You're so straight old. Fire.
The song that I've actually had in my head for most of today is a song that I'm trying to help my kids remember. Greater than less than.
Oh my!
And this is okay. It's a very elementary song, but. They still need help. It's the hungry alligator eats this number that is greater.
Why do you guys watch us? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Fernando, dude. Here's your comment. What If Episode 7 is by far my favorite and easily in top 3 favorite episodes. The cameos we got were hilarious, and the fight between Thor and Captain Marvel was amazing. Can't wait to see Infinity Vision because he looks more stronger than Zombie Thanos. I know Brandon isn't going to go back to read the tweets that he missed, so here's a quick recap. What If Episode 4 was sad but too dark for me? Episode 5 was really good, wanting more. And I hated Episode 6. It was very predictable. The Hawkeye trailer looks fun. And Shang-Chi is in my top 3 MCU films. Fernando, I'm so happy we got to your comments. I feel so bad we never got to him sooner. But yeah, he loved What If... Fernando, yes, my dude. Episode 7. He loved
it. He's like the opposite of me.
I agree with him.
He hates the dark.
I don't hate
the dark, but, you know, Shang-Chi, though, is so good.
I'm going to be Loki, and he's going to be Thor. I feel like Fernando's my brother from another mother. I'm just going to say it.
Fernando is to Brandon as Nader is to Clinton.
Lady Winter
Soldier is to Clinton.
Yeah. He loves professional wrestling.
Who's me? I'm one of a kind, bitches.
Oh, man.
I feel like Jordan is an Emmy stan.
Jordan, yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. Jordan, I think that Garrett loves Iron Man 2 as much as I do. I know Bobby loves Iron Man 2 as much as I do.
And I feel like Brandy just, she's on her own, she'll just come at any of us. So
yeah, she reminds me of, honestly,
get him Brandy
get him.
Oh god,
love it.
Oh my god.
Oh, love it. So thank you, Fernando. I'm so glad we got to your comic. Awesome stuff. Neil said, this is Neil DeMello on Twitter. He said, I think this might be the worst thing Marvel has kicked. It's so funny, we go from the best to the worst in different... This is a very polarizing episode, guys. I'm sorry, Neil, I didn't mean to interrupt your thoughts, but I think this is might be the worst thing Marvel has given us. Nothing happened for the longest time, and the plot is just The Cat in the Hat. Only thing worse than frat douche Thor is Jane, who is gorgeous and a genius, wanting anything to do with frat douche Thor. That's the comment. Sorry.
That's a really good point.
It really is a good
point. Yeah.
Neil,
but that's a trope, though. That happens in real life.
And he said, also, I just listened to your episode, and you'll be discussing the logistics of boinking the Statue of Liberty. Had me cackling laughing. Thank you so much, Neil. Appreciate it. I don't see you in the Twitch chat. So, Neil, where are you? What's your name in the Twitch chat or the YouTube chat? I got to know, but appreciate you reaching out, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Uploading mine now. Sorry for being so late. This is Jordan. Jordan! Gosh, yes, Jordan's got a video. So this is part one of Jordan's thoughts. It's a minute and 26 seconds.
I.O.
Here we go. Here we go.
So my thoughts on the recent What If episode. I don't know if it was my favorite. I don't think it was my favorite. Because it was, I mean, I do like it that it wasn't super scary. But because there wasn't really anything to lose until the end, which they didn't even show the outcome of that, at least yet. I prefer the zombie episode more than this one, definitely. And I don't even care for zombies that much. I don't like blood and gore like that. When they showed Captain Marvel fighting Thor, that was very fun to watch because I love Captain Marvel. I loved it when she said that she could, if she basically exerted her full power, she could blow a hole into Earth. I think that's what it was. I absolutely loved it when they showed Ultron / Vision or whatever. At the end, it was weird to me that it was Ultron and then the helmet went up and then it was Vision. That was weird. I kind of get why they did it. Little Iron Man reference, but it was still weird because he's already a robot. Why is he inside of a skeleton of a robot? It was weird to me.
All right. Emmy.
The robot outfit was like an Iron Man outfit that was using the stones. It's like a gauntlet. Like he, instead of making a gauntlet, he made a robot outfit.
That's how I took it too. That's exactly how I took it. Now, Jordan.
And the helmet flip, I feel like was like, burp, I'm Iron Man. Burp. Psych, bitch.
Oh, man.
I'm not.
I will say this, though. I get the I get it. I do. But to me, when I saw it, I was like, I'm here for it. Here it is. I love me some Jordan. Jordan, you're the man, dude. I just honestly, I don't know. I don't know. It was great. So, yeah, good stuff. We're going to get to part two of Jordan's thoughts right now.
The HP. Luckily, I don't have to pay anything because it's within warranty. And hopefully they'll fix it. They said the turnaround is like 15 days.
Oh, this
like
is a computer.
Shouldn't take more than 15 days. So fingers crossed I don't get the blue screen of death anymore because it's really annoying. Also, have you all, I know this definitely is not Marvel related and it's more serious, definitely sad, but have y'all been following the Gabby Petito story?
Oh, God. Honestly, I've been
following it like a hawk. Because
yeah.
it's sad, but I also want like justice because I don't want to go into detail, but it's really sad. But lastly, on a brighter note, have you all heard about Disney Day? Disney Plus Day coming on November 11th. They're supposed to have a whole like event.
I thought it was November 12th.
App.
It's the 12th.
There's not really like a time or like schedule, but there's supposed to be new things releasing that day. There's supposed to be a Marvel thing where they show like the past, present, and future. It looks really interesting. I'm really excited. But yeah, that's all I have to talk about this week. That's really not a lot, but a lot to look forward to.
No, Jordan, that's definitely a lot, man. Love hearing from you. The Gabby story, I'm just going to keep it short and brief.
The husband did it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Fiance, whatever.
I was saying that when he was sitting in his fucking house when they were still seeing where she was at.
It's horrible, dude. Anyway, I agree, and I'm just going to keep it at that. And it's horrible and depressing, but yeah, husband, but fiance, boyfriend, whatever he is. Yeah, piece of shit.
Also, I feel like November the 12th day is going to be a day like we got in 2019 when they announced Fantastic Four and Disney Plus shows.
We are going to be at my wedding.
Was that 20? No.
Yep, it was 2019.
We are, no worries. Jordan said the 12th, my bad.
Fantastic Four, they didn't know. Fantastic Four was definitely, they announced that in 2020.
Nope, 2019.
2019.
Because then.
100%.
They did the four logo. Yeah.
They did the four logo. Investors Day 2019.
2019.
It's okay. 2020, we had zero content.
Nothing.
No.
That's
no.
That's when we made this podcast.
No.
Time's weird. I know, Amy.
Time works different in the real world. 2020.
No.
All right. So, guys.
No. It was 2020 because we made a post for it.
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Amy.
I'm thinking of the live
Amy with
Comic-Con.
Amy.
Was it Comic-Con when he announced?
I don't think you know anything.
Comic-Con is when he announced.
I was just right. Fantastic. You guys were very against me.
Fantastic Four was announced at Comic-Con, wasn't it?
Guys.
That was December 10th, 2020. All right, yeah. Amy. You
okay.
got this
guys. Okay, so November 12th, this is all going to go down. November 12th, I know I've said it 500 times. It sounds like I'm a teacher.
I'm getting married.
Hold on. Can we legit make like a live stream kind of impromptu YouTube video? Please, can you guys make it happen? Just grab your phones and be like, Brandon, it's time for the YouTube video. Like, because
at your wedding?
No. Well, we're getting married. We're going to have dinner. But then afterward, we're going to have drinks, bowling, pool, skee ball. We're going to do a lot of fun things afterward. So,
oh, God, when I found out where it was at, I won't say, but I was excited.
Yeah. The reception's going to be a lot of fun. The reception's going to be a lot of fun. So yes. During the reception.
And it's in Chattanooga. Like, it is. Yeah. It's in Chattanooga.
During the reception. Let's do, please. I'm begging you guys to grab me and let's like talk for 10, 15 minutes. Do a fun YouTube video for our listeners.
Yeah, because we're really good at brevity.
I would love to do that. I think that would be such a cool.
And, it would be fun, but yeah. People are going to see a drunker side of us.
We're going to be trashed on my wedding.
Brandy, trash or not trash. I am always right.
Amy thinks she is always right, is what she said.
Yes.
If you just want to be technical.
But guys.
And if you think hard enough, it happens.
So, guys, we're going to make that happen. Let's make that happen, please. That's the only thing I'm asking. Because
Amy, I was going to say, I'll put it on Snapchat, but people on the show aren't on Snapchat.
Yeah,
on
my YouTube. Snapchat, so. Put it on our YouTube, and I can edit it at the table real quick if I need to. That'd be a lot of fun. So, yeah. Anyway, watch for that YouTube video. We're going to have a lot of fun there. So, Jordan.
Drunk History MCU Edition.
Yeah. Oh, we should get really trashed and do that. Like, just get trashed and watch some MCU movie.
We're getting trashed. We need to be together in the same room.
I agree.
And do a video.
Ooh. Okay. I already mentioned Unhappy Hour with Matt Belisai. I just hit my microphone. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're okay.
One of my favorite things that he'll do is he'll rant while high, and it is hilarious.
Nice.
Like, just, and I don't even like that, but like,
it's funny.
I mean, I'd make some sacrifices.
Get trashed and review Iron Man 2. I don't think that's a bad idea. Well, like, Amy's gonna be like, you know, I just think it gets a bad rep. It's such a good movie. And like Clinton and I are sitting there like, it's shit. And that's basically what it's going to be. But I still think it'd be a lot of fun. Jared, our last comments on our Twitter said, fantastic episode. I love seeing the friendship dynamic between Thor and Loki. Great hearing Chris Hemsworth on the show. Finally, I love the fight between Thor and Captain Marvel and the fact that he called her a party pooper, making us think he was going to call her a word. That rhymes with witch, but basically means the same thing. Surtur with Lady Liberty was freaking hilarious. I also loved Loki's ice horns. My only gripe is that Heimdall didn't somehow see all that was going on with Thor and the gang on Earth. I give this episode a 9.5 goats named Gary out of 10. Jared, good review, dude. He loved it. I agree. I do, because Clinton said that early on in our podcast. I was actually listening to, I always kind of check to see how our sound goes with new episodes. And I started it right when Clinton was talking about Heimdall. He would have known. Like, and I was like, oh, he's making such a good point here. That's a really good, I wouldn't even say a nitpick. I would say it's definitely a plot hole. You know, like Heimdall is not an idiot. I definitely think he would have seen the Nine Realms. He would have known Thor's missing. He would have searched all of them. He would have found Thor. There's no way. So it's a pretty good point to bring up, Jared. And Clinton brought it up yesterday.
And how did Thor get down there without using the Bifrost?
Mm-hmm.
Ships. They show that. The ships have that ability.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mandalorian.
Because I had the same question.
A Mandalorian in the chat said, Heimdall asleep at the wheel. I mean, that really?
This is a different, and I hate this argument, but I'm going to use it because it's used against me a lot. This is a different universe, and maybe his powers are different.
Maybe his powers are different, but he's doing the exact same thing he does in the movies. In this, he's standing there watching the realms.
Mic drop.
Watching some of the realms, but not Midgard.
That's a good point. That is a very, very good point.
Because it's a backwater, backward.
When they said that, I was like, my hometown.
My hometown.
Because we're the Mississippi of the universe. Everybody's like, oh, who gives a crap what's going on there? They're just, oh, sorry, Mississippi.
Oh, man.
The Dakotas.
We're the Dakotas of the universe.
I've got to say this. Drink Local Birmingham tweeted us some great pictures of Killmonger as he's holding different weapons, saying, what if Funko, his TV with all of us on there. That is awesome. Some comic books of Doctor Strange and Kang the Conqueror, which is really, really cool. And he sent us a picture of the Lorax. I thought that was really, really funny as well. So, hey, thank you, Drink Local Birmingham. Love you, man. He's always in the chat with us hanging out, too. Good yeah. stuff. All right, guys. Yeah, Amy?
Jonten, and I wrote on my notebook to say, I see you. Jonten was like, check your DMs, and I'm assuming that means Twitter?
Same. It's the same guy. That's the same dude. Yep.
Oh, that's him.
That's him.
Cool.
I'm Drake one Michael step
Birmingham.
That oh we need that
is his name Jonten?
Yeah. No,
and he's watching us on the TV.
Yes, Jonten,
which
you're
gives
still
me
there.
A complex to all you guys that watch us on a TV.
I love it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I got to beauty my face up better.
Oh man.
And I look real rough tonight.
Bobby said we need an Avengers podcast Funko. I like it. All right, guys. That was all of our Twitter, Facebook feedback we've received on What If Episode 7. We even got to talk about a little bit of other things as well. This was a fun episode. I had a blast. Thank you guys for making my night just so much. I don't know. You guys are such a bright spot of our week. And we say that.
Yeah, completely agreed. If there was ever an episode that I was like, maybe I don't need to go tonight. Like, I really do have a lot of schoolwork that I need to do. And but I really want to be there. And I'm really glad that I was here because it truly lifted my spirits from a week that has been rough.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And a day that was rough. I mean, it's just.
Beautifully said, Amy.
It's yeah. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this because it really. It really makes it for me.
All yeah, same. All you guys enjoy the show, but you guys don't realize how much we enjoy you all. So you help more than you know. I'm in a lot of pain. It's been a rough week too for me. But it's a highlight of my week. So I love getting on here with you guys and chatting. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. Appreciate it.
We're gonna head on out of here. Uh-huh. We're going to hang out with our Twitch and YouTube a little bit longer. But for now, for the podcast realm, we're going to call it a day. Clinton Emmy beautifully said, I couldn't agree more with you guys. Autumn, this one was for you.